Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in EdTech this week. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. In this episode, we analyze fresh data and insights posted by and for educators at eSchoolNews.com. This includes what are the most pressing security concerns in this post-pandemic era for school district officials, how to build a computer science curriculum for primary grades, and what new models of hybrid learning are emerging as schools embark on the new normal, or whatever we want to call where we are right now. First, can we move on yet? Education leaders are finally able to transition from COVID-related safety measures as a primary problem that they have at their school, and are instead focusing on managing mental health and violence on campus, according to a new report from Rave Mobile Safety. You can find this information at the top of the eSchool News feed this week. Rave's report, 2022 Crisis Communication and Safety in Education Survey, interviewed more than 400 K-12 employees and more than 380 higher ed staffers. There's a lot to chew on here, but a couple stats popped up to me that seemed particularly interesting. Student mental health is the top safety concern for next year going in to 61% of the respondents. That's a pretty large number, considering when I would see surveys like that, BP, before the pandemic. So maybe this is a silver lining, that the recognition that no learning can get done without a student first feeling safe in whatever environment they are. Another stat, faculty and staff mental health is the third highest safety concern for respondents. For K-12, 52%, and higher ed, 44%. That's a really interesting new stat. I don't remember that question even being asked before, you know, the concern for faculty. We should throw some admins in there as well. So I guess, you know, that's another positive number to look at. Another stat, concerns about active assailants on campus rose dramatically year over year for both K-12 respondents at 14% and higher ed respondents, 15%. Not a welcome development, but it is what it is. And then finally, the last one, the K-12 survey respondents also shared increased concern about cyberbullying compared to 2021. That was up 12%, while higher education administrators also expressed increased anxiety regarding crime, up 20%, and severe weather events, 19%. So that's another interesting one. Nearly half the survey takers, 46%, are more concerned about active assailants and violent acts than they were prior to the beginning of the pandemic. As with K-12 schools, social media again increased anxiety about this kind of violence on campus amongst respondents. So in that way, it sounds to me that we're unfortunately back to normal when it comes to managing social media and real physical threats on school campuses, which is too bad, but nevertheless a reality. Next, now that faculty and administration can get back to the normal business of creating curriculum and engaging students, some great new ideas and insights are popping up from the eSchool News contributors. In this piece, called How We Created a Computer Science Curriculum in 5 Steps, Erin Naylor, she's an instructional specialist for the Metropolitan School District of Pike Township in Indiana. She writes about implementing a curriculum for the little ones in primary grades. Go to the story for the full effect, but here are 3 steps that she put together in the meantime. Number one, find a curriculum that both empowers teachers and students. Choosing the right curriculum was critical to our program's success, she wrote. We went into the search knowing that we wanted it to address many particular computer science topics and be easy to teach, even with limited technical resources and expertise. We tasked our librarians to create the original scope and then sequence for computer science that was used during the school year. This allowed us to partner with our provider, Codalicious, to fill the gaps we had in staffing during both the school year and our summer enrichment programs. We have since expanded our use of the curriculum with a newly developed scope and sequence when we moved to a full-year K-5 program because it grew with us and it fit our needs. Another step she talked about, support the educators during the rollout itself. She writes, our computer science classes are led by teaching assistants. These educators have varying levels of expertise in CS, but with our curriculum and continued support and librarians, the assistants are empowered to teach computer science to all of our students. Because the digital curriculum we use provides step-by-step teacher instructions, The educators do not have to be experts necessarily in computer science to teach it. Our teaching assistants also save time on prep before class because the